Welcome to the Ask for Football Army Football Show. The Army Football Show is an insider's guide for cadets, old grads, and college football fans to follow the Army team throughout their season as they seek to beat Navy and claim the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Ask for Football is brought to you by our sponsor, Jocelyn Bradley Real Estate. Whether you're buying, selling, or just exploring your options, Jocelyn Bradley is the expert you can trust to navigate the real estate market with ease. Visit jocelynbradley.com to learn more. And let's get started at the Ask for Football Army Football Show.
Hi, Zach. Thank you very much for coming on today. So, I think this is a pretty standard question for West Point graduates, but why did you choose West Point? Like, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Specifically why I chose West Point. I came from a background of family service. Both my parents were enlisted. My brother was enlisted. All in the Army. And for me, right, it was go compete at a place where you can be around the best of the best, right? And they're going to continue to make you better as an individual, right? And ultimately, it's the mission of West Point.
So you said compete. Did you play a sport at TK?
As we all have to, right. Yes, but yes. It's probably
flicker ball champion.
So I was actually there before they took away tackle football, and then they switched it to flag due to injuries. So I at least got to enjoy that while I'll be here. All that to say is, looking back, it's probably one of those things. I wish I would have pursued a little bit more. I love to compete, but everything works out perfect.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So companies, majors at the academy. I don't know if you know anything about it, but most of our listeners are grads in the West Point community or whatever. Hi, this is Rob. We're trying to get the camera stabilized
totally
here. Yeah, that's all right.
I don't know.
Okay. So, listen, we are it's an experiment here. So, anyway, which companies were you in? What's your major in? Tell us all about stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I was actually in G1 my entire time. Okay. We did it in Scramble. Yeah. It was Go Greeks.
Okay.
And then minus, I say a bit of a sabbatical, so I spent a semester abroad. And then I also was a battalion commander in my first year. And so was responsible for that.
I was an Italian supply officer. I lived on the top floor of the divisions. That was a good sweet game.
Yeah, my plebe year was in Britain Barracks before they did a bunch of realignment. It was a great place to be.
Favorite or maybe least favorite cadet memory?
That's actually a difficult one.
Well, that's good.
With the weekend that we have, going into Army Navy, I think my least favorite memory was watching, Army unfortunately lose 4 years that was there.
Joey was the same, Rob. We're gonna DX his camera right now. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Watching them lose all 4 years, yes, that sucked.
Yeah, that was suck. But, as we jokingly say, the Army was, while we're all friends at the end of the day, we're committed to, fighting the war.
Yeah, for sure.
And doing things that other people weren't. So it all worked out.
So a lot of football recruits watch our show. What would you tell somebody thinking about this? Like, if we, 17-year-old linebacker, I've got an offensive line cross, and I've got an offensive line. Why was it?
Yeah, so, I would ask why not, right? Those are all great institutions, but at the end of the day, I don't think you're going to find the same sense of purpose and the same sense of camaraderie of, whether you're in the 2-minute drill or you're on the 1-yard line, right? Continuing to sweat and bleed and give it all up for the brothers and sisters of whatever around you. You don't get that anywhere else. Like, yeah, you might be playing football, another program, but how that translates then directly into your job afterwards, right, is significantly important. And the leadership skills that you're going to learn, character development that you're going to receive, right, that you're going to receive at the military academy, continue to service, is only going to make you that much better. It's a little bit of being in a job market, military
So, you don't need to be confident. Let's be honest, that sucks. Like, that sucks, right? does that change how you feel about it? I mean, let's be real, man. We got folks making decisions.
Yeah. So does it change the way I feel about it?
Yeah.
And actually, right? Like, it's probably the hardest decision I ever had to make to leave the military.
Yeah, sure.
Blood, sweat, and tears through it all. I absolutely loved my experience.
Sure, you're going to
help. Yeah. Right. But at the end of the day, like, it's, you know, quite frankly, I think it's the same thing in sports, which is why sports is such a great for what you experience in the military. And like, if you're willing to bleed on the sports field, how much more valuable is it, right, that you're willing to suffer and sacrifice, you know, for everyone, for the freedom and for the values that you continue to defend. And that was extremely important to me. So yes, I was wounded, but that commitment to team, that sense of purpose was still there. And you know, how do I get right back up? How do I get right back?
That's incredible. That's awesome. So you've done amazing stuff. Tell us about your athletic career, about team RWA. Like, I was reading our books. Being wounded and some of the shit that you've done is absolutely incredible. But to come back from it, just
500. Yeah, absolutely. Team RWB, right, first and foremost. You know, not a profit organization, actually founded by Mike Erland, who he was actually a professor, associate professor in ESNL when I was at the academy. And so, again, one, right, I think that just speaks to the caliber also of professors and military officers, right, that we get to interact with the military, but also at the academy. You have someone who's teaching cadets, right, doing all these other things, and also right, building an incredible nonprofit. And so focused on enriching people's lives through health and wellness. And I got introduced to that as a cadet, but it didn't really take hold until I got selected for the Old Glory Ultra Relay, which is where we ran, you know, the American flag from San Diego, 3,000 miles, like the relay from Washington, D.C. With a group of other veterans.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It was extremely humbling, so, phenomenal experience. And to your point of like recovery and bouncing back, right? It's just that sense of purpose and commitment. And the, you know, I think one of the biggest takeaways again, why West
Point, they score.
Right, it instills these values. And
so you just kick both times to be tight.
How that translated for me was, they don't want to be the first.
Awesome. So during the Ultra Relay, many of our viewers don't know anything about the sport. I'm not going to pretend that I'm an expert in it myself. What is this thing? What are we doing here?
Yeah. So you know, you wouldn't be the only one. I can say this after running across the country, but I would sort of categorize myself as a runner, right? So you'll probably find me in the weight room more often than not. Ultra relays, right, is basically anything that is over a marathon. So 23.2 miles. But in this effort specifically, it was, we were trying to raise $1 million, which we did, to enrich veteran black through some of these programs. And so the Team RWB came up with this idea, kind of in commemoration of their 15-year anniversary of, right, how do we celebrate the returning of veterans to a close? And so we ran with a flag that was blown in combat and taken on several operations. And kicked off in the deck in San Diego, and then 16 days nonstop all the way to Washington, D.C.
Running overnight in the rain.
All of the elements, and you know what was also incredible, like, and, you know, 60 days. Maybe it doesn't sound like that much.
It sounds like a lot to me.
So you know, phenomenal group of individuals that we were running with. What's more incredible, you know, based on the ages, we still average just 743 per mile. It was absolutely awesome.
So, how far are you? And just to put this in perspective,
incredible.
15 miles, half hour legs. I mean, it's okay. Like, I can manage it, but I'm not sure. I think so.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what it is. How far are you? Like, how often are you rotating out?
Yeah, so what most teams dogs into. We experimented a little bit with what most of them to, but basically we were doing a 5K. We were trying to hit day in about 20 minutes. 340, right? So the other multiple people break it down into a three-person team.
Yeah,
you have a four-person team of we would turn through, you know, 3.2 miles roughly.
Yeah.
Every 20 minutes, and then we would jump CRB, and then another 40 minutes later, you're back on the clock.
That's bad. That's incredible.
Yeah.
what a deal. All right. So let's just bring it back a little bit to our favorite Army Navy memories, happy memories. that maybe didn't involve losing 4 years in a row.
Yeah, absolutely. So one was actually, so I was at the Boston game. That was incredible. But I think specifically, right, while I was a kid, again, like, we all joke about the march of being miserable because it's bullshit or not. But to see the energy that comes out in America is absolutely incredible. And so whether you're in college or you never watch it, it always seems like, you know, it's in the ground. And so just that energy is electrifying. And I was also there when, you know, Colonel Ragsdale, the fifth man, was there. And he brings a whole other sort of energy to the crowd. So, yeah, wonderful.
You had him on our
Yes.
Okay, so I know I have like 2 more minutes with you.
Yeah.
Have you watched Army play this year?
So I have watched a few games. You know, record obviously not favorable against Navy this year, but I think this is it, right? It's fun. Navy is always a game where it's such a record. The chance to win the
battle. Okay. So what advice do we need to see from the team?
Man, I was just watching a Spirit video that they released the other day where the end result was just run the triple option. And so, I'm not a coach, right? I'm not a player, all those caveats. I think at the end of the day, the triple option, right, is a great threat. I think we really need to capitalize on passing the ball, right? And just in recognizing those opportunities. Navy's going to come out strong. Army's going to go out strong at the end of the day. Remember, right, who you're fighting for, right, that name on the back of the jersey, right, is for the jersey, right, is Army. And so you're continuing to fight, right, for all of those, right, that have served and are serving. And that's why the traveling course is very
important. Zach Fuliga, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Really appreciate your time.
100%.
All right, we are here with Austin Van Lekman. Austin, tell us a little bit about yourself. I don't know if you know anything about the Astro Football Show, but we are a bunch of Army grads who cover Army football. And we're very glad to have you on with us today. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. I've been in the Army for about a decade and a half. I'm a father of four. I'm actually starting my transition out. Really excited.
Congratulations.
It's going to give me a lot more time to do stuff with the American League. Genuinely my favorite organization to work with. It's a lot of fun. And I genuinely love every time they bring me to something, I get to interact with our
cool. Very cool. Love it. All right. So, your bio said that you, quote, advanced from staff sergeant to first lieutenant. What does that look like?
Fortunately, I did write that. Yeah, a lot of people would say it was a demotion. But yeah, I went to OCS.
Okay.
I earned my degree. It took me about 5 years to earn my degree.
This is a college football field. We go to school and we study.
American Military University. And I studied exercise science.
Okay.
I was like, I just need to do something I asked to do. So
of course you
do. College.
Okay.
But yeah, so I did that while I was active. I started my degree as a specialist.
Yeah, yeah.
I ended as a 6th staff sergeant, and then I dropped an OCS packet.
Okay.
The
rest is history. All right. Well, that is awesome. So we get to do a lot of cool shit in the Army. What is some of the coolest shit that you got to do in the Army?
Oh, God. For sure. I went to Poland. I was pulling for my feet.
Okay.
Polish, phenomenal.
Yeah.
I joined a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Academy. I'm a football belt in Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay.
So I was doing some grappling over in Poland. They're animals. absolutely cool. Very aggressive style, really good aggressive. But I would say that was the best. I got to experience that culture.
Yeah.
And one of our like greatest allies.
Yeah, love it. That's awesome. So you said you get out. I was wondering, I was going to ask you if you're still in. We were trying to figure out what that meant. But technically, you're still in now.
I am.
Right. Okay. That's awesome. So how did you get started with Black Rifle?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Jared Taylor is one of the founders. He's a really good friend of mine.
Okay.
Every single company that I work with, I need to know the team personally.
Sure.
And I need to know the product.
Okay.
And that's kind of, that's a limit that I put on myself. You know, I never want to promote something.
Absolutely.
I genuinely love their coffee. I could quite literally every single time. And so when they approached me and they said, hey, we would love to help represent our brand, I was on.
Okay.
And I, those guys are like the OT. I grew up in the Army watching that. And so, of course, as soon as they asked, I was like,
yeah,
no brains.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome, dude. You know, they're one of Army football sponsors.
Yeah.
We've seen them. Have you ever been to Mike's Stadium?
I have not.
Oh, well. All right, we're going to get that corrected.
Yeah, for sure.
Thoughts on all this hoopla? You are mandatory fun. Army Navy is literally mandatory fun. Like, what are we doing here? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, honestly, I love coming to this kind of stuff. I did not personally vets and veterans. That's the tribe
that
I genuinely, and I say that I do a lot of cleanups in terms of, I always say, and I genuinely, this community is the best community.
Yeah.
So anytime I could just step away from my day job and interact with them, it's a massive thing for me. It's always a whirlwind. It's always a bit overwhelming. But we're gonna make people laugh. Happy, and we're hopefully gonna be Navy in football.
God willing. What's the keynote speech usually about?
I like to do inspirational stuff. I really only speak to veterans and folks. I spoke to a unit, you know, an organization. Brought a unit out that's experiencing a higher than rate of suicide.
Oh, God.
And so, you know, it was brought, some of the guys were still in, but they brought the cohort of people that did a flat back in 2007, maybe early 2000s. And really, really phenomenal program. Everybody that goes through the program, zero suicides after. But I like to speak. Inspiration.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they struggle after they get out. We lost by 50.
I just had my 30th reunion at this point.
No shit.
And I'm old as a
fist. You don't look old enough to have time.
Well, I am. I am 52. And, you know, we've lost 13 classmates and several to suicide. And it was like one guy, a couple guys. I didn't even know they were struggling. And, you know, it's like, that sort of thing reminds me to take every day as it comes, but I also felt really bad that I wasn't there to reach out to my buddy.
Right. Well, it reminds you, too, you know, if you ever think to yourself, you think back on your time in the military, especially out, even while you're still in, you know, like, I don't remember my first unit, you know, that one guy, reach out to him.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
He's probably doing great.
Yeah.
But he might not. That might be a dark moment.
For sure. Absolutely. All right. Have you watched Army football at all this year?
I mean, of course.
Okay. So who has impressed you on the team? Like, as you're watching Army football, what stands out?
God, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Cut that part out.
Okay. So what does the team need to do to win tomorrow?
I think you need to watch what the Navy's doing and just stop them from doing it. That's usually how I coach people.
All right, very good. So the thing that you don't know is that my co-host Rob here is also into
tattoos. No kidding, really? How long have you been doing it?
21 years for those of us who are not looking at Rob.
That's
right.
Awesome, dude. I've been doing it for about 6. So much fun.
Okay, so one thing that people can take away from stuff. If you want to get one message across to, like, the Army sports community, what is that?
I mean, well, to the military, specifically, part of, I try and leave the themes of empathy throughout all my content. You know, I was enlisted first, I did 10 years before I enlisted. So I understand the inherent frustration of a lot of enlisted guys, but I also have perspective that I didn't have.
For sure.
you know, as a staff sergeant, I was a brigade NCYC. And then now, you know, as an officer, I've been an AS3 battalion, and at the four level now. And so it's funny, a lot of the things I was frustrated about as a junior guy, I didn't have that perspective, but a lot of my frustrations are valid now having that perspective.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Don't take anything too serious. And it's always better to laugh than to cry.
Yeah.
And that's what I choose to do now. That's why I make the jokes that I do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate you coming over here and making time for us. And if you got any last words, we'll take them. Otherwise, go Army, beat Navy.
Yeah, listen. The Navy's catching up to the Army in the Legion rivalry charity event, okay? The money all comes together at the end of the football game because we're all one team, of course. You can't let me win.
Yeah,
okay. Legion.org/rivalry.
Do we want it? Excellent. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, both.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Sergeant First Class Johnny Vargas. Sergeant, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so on the internet, I'm Beetle Vargas. I'm technically not allowed to
respond. Okay. In that case.
No, you're good.
All right.
Beetle Vargas on the internet. Talk a lot about veterans benefits. Talk about, you know, I do funny stuff like military news, funny way.
What do we need to know that's going on in the military right now?
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely.
Some of it's good. But I guess on a modern, you know, we're one step closer to getting that.
There you go. Military. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so most of our audience are either West Pointers or family members of West Pointers. We're like the Army Football Show.
Yeah.
The Ass Football Army Football Show is where you literally are. Do you like us more or less now?
More.
Okay, fair enough. A new West Point lieutenant, drops into your unit. What are you thinking?
I'm an observer.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take some help.
Okay.
I'm gonna see how he or she.
Yeah.
Intermingles or different leaders. Supervisor.
Okay, very good. Reading through your bio, I'm honestly amazed that you have all the time to do the stuff that you do. I say this as a marathon swimmer, electrical engineer, and obviously the editor of Ash. Well, dude, you do a lot. Like, time management is the thing at West Point if they teach you anything. So talk to us, like, where's your time management?
Yeah, it's really hard. Yes. I had to learn a few hard lessons,
okay. You
know, but those are some of the best ones for me. What I've grasped to, and I use this analogy a lot, is if you imagine a stove, you typically have four burners and plate one. Once your burners are taken out, there's no room.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to put one thing on the warmer, and if you try to shove another pot, it's going to be all porous. It's just not going to come.
Yeah.
So you really have to determine, like, what do I want on that Zohi telling you to
stay. I love it. So, what would you, okay. One of the things we do on this show is try to speak to potential West Point recruits. You know, if I'm thinking about West Point Army or Holy Cross or, you know, any of the schools in the Patriot League or IBE, like those are good. What would you say to somebody that decision center? Like why West Point? Why the Army? Why a career at?
You're like, there's a lot to pick on organizations. You're doing it not really for yourself.
Yes,
for. So I think just the fact that you want it says a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like that helps kind of weed out some people that just want to do it for others.
They definitely do try to get people that want to do it. There's an infinite number of brainiacs out there, and you sort of have to select to see which ones you
can.
So Rob was fascinated by the fact that you are trying to get people to pursue their side hustles, that you encourage people to do that. Let's talk about that.
It's been incredible. I mean, like, first and foremost, I'm obviously an active
member. Yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be active.
Is this good or bad news?
It's good.
Oh, well, then in that case, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, my body's been
okay.
But, you know, I tell soldiers that as an NCO, I'm not guilty. I'm not only building soldiers,
yeah,
young men and mental.
Absolutely.
Honestly, yeah, the data function's off.
Yeah, so for sure.
I saw social media as a consulting tool, it's just open doors for me that I felt not really worthy enough to walk through. And if I can do it, anyway,
that's definitely not true. That's definitely not true. But congratulations on your success. Are you an Army football fan?
Yeah. I'm a sports fan.
Okay.
Most of my football is NFL, but this year, I think I'm really impressed with Phil Helms.
Oh, okay. And, there you go.
I mean, I think I'm most impressed that we're about the Falcons.
Yeah.
That's not a... And then, Drake Coleman, they're boring.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because, I'm not going to lie. It's in a tough season, right? Just like every season. It's one game at a time. So hopefully,
So we're watching this game. What is one or maybe two things you'd like to see from the Army team to that you feel like will give them a chance to actually come away with that hard fought though?
I can pick a couple things. I think one is just it's fun.
Okay.
As far as like counts.
Yeah.
It's just those small mistakes. Okay. Like missing cadence count or false start.
Okay.
That
kills
that
him.
Kills me.
It does. Yeah.
I don't like that. But I know it's tough. It's loud. It's cold. It's a lot of nerve. So I think discipline that penalty management, and then just adjusting our goal and playing at our pace rather than
Okay.
At the end of the day, as long as everyone's safe, we're having a good time.
I just hope they all have a good time. Okay, so tell us about your work, about your social media. Like what are we doing there?
Yeah, it's been a journey. I mean, I work with a lot of nonprofits and for-profit companies on messaging. Very confusion to a lot of them.
Yeah.
Trying to help get their message across, and they do some incredible work on a national level and even locally. Oh, it's received in California, their building is torn down. It's burned.
Oh wow,
it's been rough with the fire. California.
Yeah.
And to see them not only deal with that, but also uplift and their service members better than they have.
Oh, it's great. Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so if our audience can take one thing away from this interview, what is the thing you like?
I'd like for them to take away. I'm a firm believer in the actions I want them to benefit others.
Yeah.
And not just me. I mean, of course, I care about myself.
Sure.
But what matters most are my audience, the service members that serve or have worked. People that I work with to meet and inspire. I feel like I have a responsibility to do something for them.
Sergeant Boris, thank you very much for coming on with us today. We really appreciate your time.
Hey, well, you should
so listen, Rob, we've been recording these because the audio quality isn't necessarily great. And then Rob was telling me that the Firsty Club is blown out with frustration and not being able to follow us live. So he is over here editing sound issues as fast as he freaking can. Meanwhile, we are experimenting live. Todd showed up, so he's our crash test dummy.
Love it.
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing well. Good to see you.
Thank you so much for coming by.
I'm glad you guys are here. I'm glad to see you guys here.
Oh, dude. This is awesome. So we met this another guy, Rob, not Rob, but another Rob, who is a senior vice president of USA. He is a fan of the show. And I can only guess that it's his fault that we're here, which is amazing. So, Rob, thank you. You're a hero.
Take an hour if you can get it. But like I said to you guys the other night, it's so great. It was like, oh, you listen?
Yeah.
The people that tell me that they listen to the show always never ceases to amaze me.
It's honestly the parasocial relationships freak me out a little bit.
Yeah.
When people that I don't know come up and they're like, dude,
right.
That's so weird. Well, and it's flattering, but it's so weird.
But at the same time, forget how much yourself you put out there.
Absolutely.
And that people remember and they latch on to you and they talk to you about something like, oh, yeah. I said that.
Yeah. for sure. Okay, so we've had like a lot of content creators come on. Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest, not every single one of them has been a legitimate Army football fan.
They're all
great Americans. So far, we've had 4 for 4 up vets, a grad, a couple of enlisted guys. Like, that part of it is awesome. When I said, who has impressed you this year on the Army football team? It's like, I have to name names. Like, one guy, Jeff Helms, rush for 1,000. It's like, great. That's great. But,
well, I could have read that in the press.
Right. So, Hans, who has impressed you this year on the Army football team?
Great question. I think Wagenseller.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I think.
And the punter, why not?
I had a soft spot in my heart for special teams. I haven't been a special teams guy. But I think you really underestimate how important it is to be able to flip the field.
Absolutely.
Until you find yourself in that situation and the punter rips off a 15-yard shank. You're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
This offense now has a really short field.
Yeah.
And your defense. You rather ask the defense, hey, defend these 90 yards versus, hey, defend these 40 yards. So I think, certainly as a guy that probably doesn't get the love that the Cale Helms of
for sure.
I would say Wagenseller.
All right. Yeah. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Did you read Keys to Victory this morning?
I read it a day or two ago.
Okay. So what does Army have to do to win tomorrow?
Do you want me to just recite back to you the keys to victory or what I think are the keys?
I want you to tell me your keys to victory. I know what I
think. Yes. I think in order for this not to be a North Texas, in order for this to not be a Tulane where we find ourselves in a dogfight late.
Yeah. I think a dogfight late is coming no matter what.
I hope not. I think if we can jump out. Not so much to an early lead, but to some early momentum.
Because
if we flash back to last year, right away, kind of didn't have a good feeling when the game started.
In the
first quarter, it was like the game was close in score.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like they got our number today.
Yeah.
And that's a horrible feeling as a fan.
Yeah.
And I think that's
a horrible feeling as a player.
Well, I was going to say, I think it starts to seep into your brain naturally as an athlete.
Yeah.
And then I think that's possibly sometimes too when you get guys trying to push the mud.
Yeah.
Because they think, I got to, score 14 points in this one play.
Yeah.
And in reality, it's like, hey, one play at a time.
Yeah. So, no matter what else happens, you're not scoring 14 points.
Right. And I think, by the sheer records, obviously, Navy has had a more successful year. They've had more wins.
Yeah.
They're coming in very confident.
Yep.
There was talk of them winning for the conference championship. They were one of the top dogs this year. So I think they're going to come in with expectations. And I think we have an opportunity to punch them in the mouth. And that might knock them on their heels a little bit to where they start scrambling. Oh, wait, we're supposed to be precious team.
Yeah.
And now we're not. Now we're in a dogfight.
Yep.
What do we do now?
I love it, man. I was looking at my notes. I can't have notes.
it's all good. Just like everybody's talking about the first pub. By the way, let's talk about that, the first pub.
Okay, let's talk about
that. Because you went to the first pub.
For the first time in 30 years.
And what did you think?
I mean, it's very nice. It's, when I think of the first pub, I think of the place you go on Thursday. Because you don't have a hard class.
Yes.
And for me, like swim season, so Patriot League championships are like right before spring break. Mm-hmm. So we got back to spring break. Second semester of those 2 years, I had to write my thesis. That was like all.
Yeah.
So my very good friend Kube was on my project for our computer science engineering project. That son of a bitch, I love Kube with an abiding passion. He did the whole thing himself as a course water. And I bring it up to his. Grievously injured in Afghanistan to pretty bad brain, which is such a crime because he was like one of the smartest people I've ever known. So we would be down first of all, because Koo was taking care of me. And the swimmers just like go down there and get wrecked on a Tuesday. And
it felt like a good dive bar. Now it feels like
it's like a rest.
Yes. It's nice. But it doesn't have that same aura and atmosphere that the old Percy had.
It doesn't feel like a place that cadets would go.
Yes.
It's like they built a place for old grads just fine. But I understand it gets a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Also, when I was there, I don't know if this is sent to you, but you couldn't go unless you were invited by a cadet.
If you were a civilian?
At all.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a firsty club.
Yeah, I don't remember really people other than my classmates being in there.
Yeah.
So that's probably true.
So,
yeah. But it's funny you mentioned that story about your classmate taking care of.
Of me? Yeah.
Of you.
Love him. Yes.
I actually, you can see my KAA bracelet that I'm wearing right now. My classmate, Andrew Peter Shaquille.
Yeah.
PK, IT305.
Yeah.
Okay. We were in a group together. Yeah. I was swimming with and in the deep end, and I had no business.
Yeah.
Like in his room one night, and I'm fretting left and right, like, oh my God, I don't know how the heck we're. And finally, God, shut up, dude. Just let me take care of it. You'll get like a B minus in this class. Don't worry about it. All right. Sure enough, it gets me to B minus. But that was just, that's always in the back of my mind.
He loved this guy.
Oh, I love him. Yes, unfortunately, he's just, sorry. Yeah, take it. Yeah, Afghanistan. It's a special guy, very special forces group.
Yeah.
And everybody loved PK. Yeah. But it's so funny that you had basically the same experience.
Dude. I'm telling you, there's no way. I mean, he built an entire game. If he was running a full 586 Pentium processor upstairs.
Yeah.
What a waste.
It's funny. If you said to me right now today, Connor, give you $100 million, go get yourself an A in IT305. Like, save your money. It's safe. Not happening.
You know, I work as an electrical engineer, and ironically, I do twice as much computer database design shit as I do actual engineering.
No. Sorry, so coming back, what are your keys to victory?
So I wrote this, tackle in space.
Yes.
Our Navy is exceptionally good at getting the balls to their ball carriers in space, so you got to tackle. And if you look at the way Army's played this season, when they tackle, they win, or they tackle pretty well against the lane. They didn't win there. But,
yeah.
But still, when they tackle, they play well.
Yes.
My second key to victory was hit the passes that are available.
Yes.
Can't start the game 1-for-6 through the air.
Yes.
And then last key to victory is take advantage of turnovers. Like, you know, one of these teams has a tendency to put the ball on the ground.
Yes.
Don't be that team.
Yes. Yes. That's so funny. I was watching highlights for the 2016 game. I could not have a ball around that. But I agree with you. You look at the turnover margin for both teams. And how we started the season to where we are now, we're doing a much better job.
It's not even the same team,
right? You know,
well, and we said this on the show, right? And this is not the quarterback you thought you were going to have. Not the starting running back you thought you were going to have. Not the wide receiver you thought you were going to have. You know, okay, you got Brady Small and you got Noah Short. You knew those guys were going to
score. Sure.
But, yeah, that's no kidding.
One thing I did notice, I don't think it's supposed to be as cold as I previously thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So, see, that really plays a factor at all, like I previously might have thought.
So, the biggest issue that I have right now in my personal life is the press box, inside, outside, heated, not heated. I have no idea what to expect. I have no idea how to use.
Oh, I would say you're going to be inside.
Okay.
Or if you're not inside, you'll have access to inside.
Yeah.
So, dress like you're going to a tailgate for a few hours, but not like, okay, I need to be outside for the next 10 hours. That's what I would say to you.
All right.
So it's a good problem to have.
So you guys tailgating tomorrow?
Yes.
You guys always have a thing.
Barstool Sports is not going to be here in Mass this year. Some scheduling conflicts. But where I will be is my co-host, Ryan Mannion.
Okay.
She was the CEO of the Travis Mannion Foundation.
Yeah.
And you talk about really planting themselves as a presence.
Yeah.
The Army Navy League.
Yeah.
Their tailgate, I'm rich. She told me last night after, 1,500 tickets sold.
Oh, okay.
So it's a massive footprint.
Okay.
Live music.
Okay.
Great food.
Yeah.
You know, food. I'm going to be over there. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Cons, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We got no comments, so nobody said that they couldn't hear us, which is good.
That's all you go.
Willing.
Yes.
And we got two thumbs up, so I'm going to assume that people.
They at least heard some of it.
They heard some of it. All right. Yeah. Hey, B Navy, guys. We'll be back in a little while. Jack. thank you very much for coming on with us today.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate your time. We have kind of a lot in common. Let's start. Tell us about yourself. I mean, I know because I read your background, but our audience doesn't necessarily know a lot about you. So yeah. Tell us about a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Chad Steele. I'm the Senior Vice President of Communications for the Baltimore Ravens, but have deep West Point roots. My grandfather's a Buffalo Soldier. He was stationed at West Point in the 40s.
Oh, wow.
Training horses and training the cadets.
Very cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. And then my father was the first black football player at West Point.
Yep.
So he played there. And then after he graduated, went back to coach. And when he went back to coach, I was born on campus of Stone
nice.
from Mikey Stadium.
Very so nice.
It's been in my blood since birth.
I love it. That's awesome. Well, like I said, thank you very much for coming on with us today. We were both military brats. You know, my father was a Marine. We moved around. What was your favorite duty station growing up? Like favorite memories of sort of traveling all over the place?
I would probably have to say Greece. My dad was stationed at Hellenicon Air Force Base in Glyfada, outside of Athens. And those were kind of my first memories.
Okay.
And sitting in our apartment, I really remember we would go out on the patio, and there was an airport right across the way. So we would hear the planes coming over, and so I would sit out there with my sister and my parents. Would say, okay, that sounds like a DC-9. We would guess it's American, it's a Delta, what is it? But just that time in Greece was formative. Times.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful place.
How old are we at this point?
I was 5 to 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
But just being able to go on post and seeing that and his fatigues and people saluting him and him saluting, I was like, oh man, this is
kind of cool.
And I didn't realize, you know, then you move, we went to Belgium, we're all these places.
Yeah.
I thought that was a normal childhood for everybody.
Yep.
But I absolutely
I gotta say, you had a better deal than I got. My father's a Marine, and we bounced back and forth between the East and West Coast. It wasn't terrible, but we never made it to Greece or Belgium. So,
well, and you know, I was like I said, I thought that was normal. Now, I got the short end of the stick because I'm the only kid that was born in the States. My sister was born in Panama. My brother was born in Belgium.
So nice.
I'm like, they have dual citizenship. Yeah, yeah. But I, you know, being born at West Point is something cool in and of itself.
Yeah, it's almost like its own thing, right? So, I don't want this to come across the wrong way. You were 6'7", basketball star. Like the Army basketball team could have used you. We didn't think about taking that appointment.
Well, you know, I think I started getting recruited.
Okay.
And I wanted to go because of my father.
Yeah, for sure.
And he just said, son, that's not your path.
Wow.
And
okay.
I appreciate that because I don't know if the hospital is now the admissions, the admissions office. I don't know if they would have let me in.
Interesting.
You know,
all right.
I had okay grades.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and I wanted to, and I would.
Sure.
But my father's like, hey, it's not your pass.
Okay.
Which I appreciate.
Okay.
But I've always had that tie, and I always keep military close. And we're lucky enough for Coach Harbaugh. It's a massive military
home.
We have Steve Clyde, who was a former Navy SEAL, is in our personnel department now. So you understand the similarities between the military and what we do, and so it's always around me, which is great.
That's cool. All right, so let's talk a little bit about football. The process of bringing Army Navy to Baltimore. Like, there are a lot of old school people who think it should always be in Philadelphia. I personally have enjoyed the like traveling road show. What goes into bringing the game here? I mean, you're involved in that, right?
It's tertiary. But it is a years long process.
Yeah.
And you got to show why it would be good, how you can help promote the game, promote the academies, because that's important. So it's a years long process.
Okay.
It's a lot of stress. Personally, I think it's now. I'm a traditionalist.
Sure, sure.
And I went to Veterans Stadium.
Yeah,
I've been to the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
But bringing it here to Baltimore, I'm looking at the stadium right over your shoulder. There are hotels everywhere. You can walk.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yes.
To it, and it's close proximity, which is good and bad for me to the Naval Academy. It's not too far away from West Point, but it's just, I think the people in Baltimore and people in Maryland understand the importance. And we have a lot of there's a big military connection.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the Star Spangled Banner was written, you know, a mile over that way. So there's such a connection
to the military and to the birth of our country, that it's a, why not have it? It's
yeah.
a great place to be.
We have really enjoyed the setup. You know, we got in last night and I mean, rolled the red carpet out for us. It's been unbelievable. So thank you very much for having us. I just can't say thank you enough. I know you're a Star Wars fan. Rob tells me that I have to ask, prequels, OG trilogy, sequel trilogy, what are we?
It's all OG trilogy.
Okay.
That's another one of those core memories was in Belgium.
Yeah.
And it, at that time, it would take a couple of years for movies to get overseas. And so I remember sitting outside on post, waiting in line to go into, because my grandfather was telling us about Star Wars and how amazing it was, and sitting in line and then going in, and my dad would call him Colonel. Colonel would say, okay, we go get our popcorn and our Cokes. We got to get there early, and we sit there, and you have to wait for the Star Spangled Banner, and you cannot touch your popcorn or Coke until the movie starts. So we're there for an hour. The Coke is flat, and it's
warm. Yeah, yeah.
But that was my first interview, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And so and my wife is a Star Wars fan, luckily enough.
Oh, there you go.
And so okay. when our oldest was four, we had moved to a new house, and
yeah.
there were DVDs everywhere. And she's yep. like, Mommy, what's this? She goes, oh, that's Mommy and Daddy's favorite movie. So she watched A New Hope. And she fell in love with
oh yeah
and so my yeah. wife called me and so I go home
yeah.
she had watched it, and so I have a picture, she's sitting next to me and I'm holding, my son is 3 weeks old
sure.
and we watch Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, that's
and
it's amazing.
One of my favorite things. So we are a Star Wars family. Now I watch the I watch everything, but yeah. it's always the OG.
Okay, all right. Rob says that the only correct answer is Rogue One. Thoughts on Rogue One?
I love Rogue One.
Yeah.
I thought it was outstanding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like other than the three trilogies, Rogue One is probably next in line. I just watched it last weekend. as we're hanging out and we're cleaning up. But Rogue One is fantastic. You look at something that has been
absolutely
around
yeah.
for 45 years, and you still have, you know, my kids are like, they can't wait for the new Mandalorian movie to come
yeah.
out this spring. It's just something that's so enduring. And again, it's a core memory with my parents and with my sister. Now I'm able to share that with my kids. It's just amazing.
All right. So let's talk a little football. Have you been keeping up with the Army team this season?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So who has impressed you this year on the team?
I'll tell you what, I think it always starts with the quarterback.
Okay.
You know? And understanding it's an up and down season.
Sure, sure.
We have had an up and down season
yeah.
where our offensive coordinator cousin is the head coach there. So we understand that, but really it doesn't matter. You know, my Colonel always told me growing up, you could be 0-10.
Sure.
If you win Army Navy, it's a successful year. So I'm bummed that I'm not going to be able to be here. We're playing in Cincinnati this weekend. So,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Wow. That stinks. Okay.
So, I have my iPad. We have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So I'll have it on the flight. We have okay. our production meetings when we land. And I always warn the crew, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm going to have my iPad
yeah.
with Army Navy. So, I think it's going to be a close game. I think Army pulls it out. Maybe like 2017 at the end of
yeah,
the game,
sure.
you know, a little goal line push. But
I was going to ask you what you thought the team needed to do to win the game. Right. Obviously, Black Knights are underdogs. That is okay.
Yeah.
You know, they played better on the road this season, and I would personally consider this a road game. That's okay. So if you had one or two things that you thought they had to do this weekend to get a win, what are we talking about?
I mean, obviously the most important thing whenever is protect the ball.
Okay.
And be able to, because we know they've taken a little more, a few more shots that
yeah.
field that I can remember in the last couple
yeah,
of years.
Absolutely.
So you protect the ball. And when you have those opportunities, you have to take advantage of it.
Okay.
You know, and Navy, there have been times where, you know, we've seen, I think maybe both sides, you come in a little overconfident because you've had such a great season.
Absolutely.
And yeah. the other academy
yeah.
might not have.
Yeah.
So maybe take advantage of that. But if you protect the ball and you hit on those downfield shots when you take them, I think that's the key to the game. It's going to be close.
Yeah.
But I feel it in my bones that Army's going to pull it out.
I love it. And I, you know, we've had several people that we've interviewed, and everybody's, oh yeah, I keep up with the team, and like not everybody has kept up with the team. So thank you for actually keeping up with the old Army team. I love it, man.
I'm telling you, every Saturday,
yeah,
Colonel and I are on the phone, or we're watching, and Ross Tucker, who does a lot of our games, had done them for so long.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't been to West Point,
West
Point yet, but you know, it's in our blood. It, and particularly Army Navy, no matter where we were in the world,
Armed
Forces Network would always show it Saturday. Everything's shut down in the Steele household for Army Navy. So it's always going to be a part of me, the goods and the bad.
Yeah.
But it's been an up and down season of Kansas State. You look at the, you know, it's just, it's so you see those glimmers, but I really feel like you connect on those downfield shots, you have a chance.
The highest highs and the lowest lows all this season. It's been crazy.
So thank you very much for coming on with us. Anything you want our audience to take away about the city of Baltimore, the Baltimore Ravens, you personally? I mean, I don't know what you have going on. It doesn't seem like side hustles are for an executive with the Ravens.
No, it is 24 hours, 7 days a week with the Ravens. But you know what? Baltimore is such a great city. I didn't have it on my bingo card coming up. This is where I would
spend
my adult years and raise my family. But it's a fantastic city.
Yeah.
And as I said, there are a lot of military connections. The weather seems like it's going to be fantastic.
I think we're going to do okay.
But I think the pageantry of the game is reflected in the city. It's important to us to have this game here because of our connections to, as I said, the beginning of the country and the military and around here.
Yep.
So it's walking distance from everything. I've been to the Meadowlands. I've been to the Old Vet. I've been to the Link. I've been to Foxborough. This really just seems like the best place.
I love it. Favorite Army Navy memory?
Oh my gosh. I would have to say probably the 2017 in the snow with the
uniform. Yeah, love it.
And being able to punch it in at the end. And unfortunately, I was not able to be at that game. We were on the road, but my sister and my nephew were with my dad. She was sharing videos. I mean, he had his Letterman jacket on, and they score, and he's just cheering. So I think that probably has to be my favorite one because we won, and to see how happy my father.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, Chad, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate your time today.
Absolutely.
We won't keep it, but thank you very much. And go Army, beat Navy.
Beat Navy. Thanks
for having me. Love it.
Thanks for listening to this week's Ask for Football Army Football Show. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Army football. Remember, whether you're cheering in the stands or following along from home, get all your updates on the Army football team at askforfootball.com. And as a special thanks, we would like to thank our sponsor, Jocelyn Bradley Real Estate. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, Jocelyn Bradley is the expert you need. Visit jocelynbradley.com for all your real estate needs. Don't forget, subscribe, leave us a review, and follow us on social media for all the latest updates. Until next time, go Army, beat Navy!